sweet potato, softer than Play-Doh. Oh, bitch, nigga, lay low. A-Town by the way of Illinois, and our blocks come together like Legos. They know who I am, I'm the man with a plan, and a nigga with verses blowing a rabbit to pieces. Got a crew full of untamed dogs, and I'm thinking that I'm really about to let them off the leashes. Roof, I'm scratching the surface, the nigga with $1 million verses. These rappers are worthless, and all I really want to do is piss them off on purpose. I'm possessed, stick a needle in your back like a nigga doing voodoo curses. Giving them a two-piece with a biscuit, and hell no, I ain't talking about churches. Get nervous, get robbed of your valuables, nigga, like I'm snatching your purses. And I got a couple urges to clown on you niggas like a three-ring circus. If you ain't got no warrants, then you best to believe it'll be no searches. So keep my name about your mouth before I close your curtains.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Southpaw King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube. I got my boy Jay in the building from Up for Discussion. It's time to talk about sports, games, and music. Man, I'm telling you guys right now, we got a great episode for y'all. But first, I'm going to let Jay talk about these no iTunes reviews and voicemails that we got this week.
Yeah, man, we got no new iTunes reviews, man. Y'all got to step y'all game up, man. I guess ain't nobody want no shout-outs, man. Get on iTunes right now. Type in SGM in the search field. Find us. Go to reviews. Hit 5 stars and leave a comment, baby, and we're going to show you some love on the next show. But we did get 3 voicemails, man, to, you know, some of our frequent callers. First voicemail we got is from the homeboy JJ Scott, man. Let's check it out.
Hello, man. This is JJ Scott again. I just wanted to show y'all the best support by leaving y'all these voicemails, man. Y'all deserve them, just like all the iTunes reviews. I'm going to get my Apple TV back starting up so I can start reviewing off my computer and get that started up. Y'all deserve them all. But to get answer your question on our on Tiger Woods, man, I'm telling you, that's the funniest post I ever heard, man. You know what? Tiger Woods can't get mad. He ain't been doing so great, man. He ain't been putting the balls where it needs to be going, man. He ain't keeping up in line. But, you know, great podcast again, and I'll catch y'all later.
All right, JJ, I understand you like a little post. we will agree with you, man. Tiger hasn't been on par. Get it?
Got it. Good. So the next voicemail we got is coming from our boy, man. We missed him last episode, but the homie Khalil is back with another voicemail, yo. Let's check it out.
Come on, Carter. I want to talk about that list. And I got to disagree with both of y'all on the list, and I'm going to just say why as I go through it. Number 5, Russell Westbrook. Number 4, Rajon Rondo. Number 3, Tony Parker. Number 2, Derrick Rose. And number 1, Chris Paul. And I think we all right with the Chris Paul thing, but Carter, how do you not put Derrick Rose on that list? And both of you had Russell Westbrook a little bit overrated. Personally, the way that, with the team that he has, his stats do not match the stats that he should have, that I would project personally. So I can't put him above 5. Because at number 5, with the Oklahoma City Thunder, you have Kevin Durant, you have Serge Ibaka, you have Kendrick Perkins, you have Kevin Martin now, you have, and a bench, I'm not thinking of, you have plenty of good scorers. But Russell Westbrook only averages like 7.4, 7.5, something like that. But just about 7 assists a game. Which is, it makes no sense at all. But then Derrick Rose, and I'm putting him at number 2 because Derrick Rose, he averages 7, and I think like it last before he got injured, it was like 8 assists a game with the Chicago Bulls, which are, and I watch them all the time, they are a very balanced team. They have good players, but they don't have any like major person. So Russell Westbrook is not as good as he should be with the team that he has. I feel like maybe you can play a little bit too much 2K or something, because he's not at the level that he should be with passing the ball as a point guard as he should be. And I feel like Rajon Rondo is one of the best at just running a team, but he's very shifty. He can't score like he should. Tony Parker is one of the most underrated good point guards because of the fact that he's older or he plays more fundamentally, but he can score and he can provide 10 assists, 11 assists for the team that he has, like Russell Westbrook should have. If Russell Westbrook could be anything like Tony Parker, then I would be much more satisfied with him. Derrick Rose, of course, is my favorite point guard in the entire league because of his his ability to just adapt with his entire team. Chris Paul has been playing perfectly for a while now. He's been chilling out the flops and the, you know, baby stuff. But, yeah, that was my list, and that's a little bit explanation behind it. And I still don't understand how you didn't put Derrick Rose in that list, Carter. I still don't get that. But I'll be keeping track of the podcast. Peace.
All right. Check it out, Khalil. Let me just say one thing, sir. My standpoint on this was point guards coming from a standpoint that were actually playing this season or played the whole season throughout injuries. Derrick Rose did not play one game, so I could not put him in my top five for this season. Now, if you want to say what's your top five and, you know, most exciting players to see, hey, it's to each his own, good brother.
Yeah, because Carter, you was being very, very sneaky last week because I specifically asked you if we was including injured people. And you are, yeah, cool, Jay. Yeah, you can go ahead and put some injured niggas in there. And yeah, you let me pick D Rose. And then you was like, yeah, he's not on my top five. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thoughts, man. And Khalil, man, we got to learn you something, dog. Like Russell Westbrook. Wow, I actually got the nigga name right. But the dude is easily one of the top point guards, man. I think he's definitely higher than five, man. Like, you got to look at the impact that he has on his team. The dude scores points, man. He gets buckets,
son,
man.
He averaged 23-7.
I know. Like, how is that not one of the top
and
point guards?
And five rebounds.
You take him away from that team.
5-7, Jay.
Hey, what? You take him away from that team, man. I don't care what nobody say. They wouldn't be number one in the West. Like, yeah.
Tell him.
They wouldn't, man. Like, they need him. Like, for real, if you take – I messed the name up. Russell Westbrook is the same as James Harden, man. You move them dudes around. That's what happens when you put three great players on one team. When you start breaking them up, you're going to see how great they are, man. Because, you know, you look at James Harden right now. He balling. He got a trash team all the way to the playoffs. You take Russell Westbrook, you let that boy get traded. And, hey, Carter, I'm going to go out on the limb. If they traded Russell Westbrook to the Orlando Magic, I bet money they make the playoffs next year.
Hey, yeah, but they need a couple different things.
He got that killer instinct about him though, man. That boy, he hates losing. He would score all 100 points if need be. Like I feel like
I got him for that. I'm gonna let you finish, but nah, not the Orlando Magic, nah.
So that was me going too far. I jumped too deep in.
You jump a little bit too far. Now, if he was put in at the shooting guard position,
Carter, hold up. Philly.
Yeah, the shooting guard position, he can't be point.
You would take him away from point? Let Drew stay doing that?
Yeah, Drew got to keep his job. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, man. Let's before we get too deep into it, let's check out our third voicemail from another longtime listener and voicemail leaver, the homeboy Future Chief Keith, y'all.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's Future Chief Keith. I'm sitting here watching the Lakers Spurs game, and I thought I'd let y'all know my top five point guards. And I'm not putting no injured punks in there, cause you know you don't know what they'd be doing right now if they weren't injured. You know, you can't, especially not Derrick Rose, because that boy ain't played a game all year. But my top five point guards in the league. Number five, Kyrie Irving. Number four, Tony Parker. Number three, Russell Westbrook. Number two, John Wall. And number one is Chris Paul. You already know Chris Paul. All them Paul boys. And, oh, yeah, the most exciting point guards to watch. Number five, Derrick Rose, because, you know, I like to watch him sit on the bench. It's real exciting. Number four, Tony Parker. Number three, Chris Paul. Number two, Kyrie Irving. And then number one, Russell Westbrook, because that boy dunking on everybody. He is the most exciting point guard to watch in the NBA, the WNBA, all the basketball associations. Everybody is getting dunked on by Russell Westbrook. He rising on Jay, especially you, Jay. Put both of y'all for putting Derrick Rose in there. Y'all like to watch him on the bench. Y'all like to watch him sit there and clap while his teammates getting blown out by the Brooklyn Nets. Is that what y'all like? I see how y'all do. I see y'all. Man, Steve Blake is better than Derrick Rose right now. And you want to know why? Because that man is on the bench. Kobe is better than Derrick Rose right now. Kobe could beat Derrick Rose right now on his one leg. You know he's not playing. And iPod, your Kobe impression was terrible. It sounded like iPod King Kobe. Didn't sound like Kobe Bryant. iPod King Kobe. And I'll turn it up on all y'all. Come at me. All
right, you gonna stop that bullshit. Calm down. Calm boy. Stop popping that
Yo,
Molly.
You know he went OD. I only played one voicemail. Like, that nigga left like 7 or 8 of them joints, man.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Slandering too, man. He had some slanderous words coming out of his mouth, man.
Hey, man, it's called to each his own. That's why people have their opinions, sir. But exactly. Thank you for leaving a voicemail, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, much appreciated, man. So, yeah, he kind of feel like we do, in the sense of Russell Westbrook. So, I mean, I don't know if what did he have him? He had him in, like, the top 3 or something like that. I don't know.
But, let's hop into sports, man.
Let's do it.
They got the voicemails. They listened to a little bit of Luda and Young Jeezy in the beginning. So, let's break into some off-court news, you know what I'm saying? Real quick. First thing we're going over. Let's see. Has anybody ever been sued by somebody else just because? Well, that's what we feel like about this little next topic that we're about to talk about. Jay, please tell them about this off-court news.
Derrick Rose, I have to sue that guy because, you know, because of him, you know, I got really fat. I was eating a lot of Krispy Kremes and a lot of donuts, you know, drinking a lot of root beer and, you know, eating a lot of deep dish pizzas. And, you know, I never got to see him play. Every time I went to the bar, you know, cracking open a brewski and I'm like, yo, D Rose is going to play, right? And they said no. So, you know, I started, you know, walking around and, you know, not bathing. And, you know, like now my girlfriend, she left me. And, you know, I feel like it's Derrick Rose's fault, man. I mean, it's the playoffs and this asshole still isn't playing. And I just want to sue this guy because, like, I'm really thinking of, you know, doing something outlandish, you know?
Whoa.
Does anybody have a Krispy Kreme donut? I'm really hungry.
All right, basically the gist of that, guys, is a Chicago Bulls fan has publicly sued Derrick Rose for what damages, we don't know. But it seems to be that since Derrick Rose has not been in this season on his team, a fan takes, I guess, some type of interest into eating more, becoming more depressed, and now wants to sue for damages because he's becoming obese. So for whatever reason, he has no case. He's a total douche, and he's not the smartest guy in America. Now, on this report, I seen a little clip from Seinfeld. If there's any Seinfeld fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. When he actually tried to sue, like, a coffee company. Yeah, a Java for actually spilling coffee on himself in a movie theater, which he was not allowed to bring that coffee into. It was a total wreck. It was a wreck. But that clip, it was funny as hell, man. But I guess that's it for that, right?
Yeah, man. I got no more, man. That dude needs to take a big gulp and sit down, yo. Like,
yeah,
real talk.
Hop on. This what you need to do. Next couple Bulls games you watch, go run on the treadmill while you watch. It's that simple.
Simple as that, man. Run it off.
Do something active while you watch sports. Don't just sit at home on your couch and think sports is going to help you.
Exactly.
But next up, which is totally off topic of what we were just talking about, Brittany Griner publicly announces she's gay.
Yeah, man. Like, we kind of dive into this, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago when we were talking about, you know, players in male leagues coming out in regards to, you know, whether or not they're homosexual. And, you know, I feel like it's different with, you know, WNBA players. In most cases, a lot of people automatically assume that, you know, a lot of those women are lesbians. But I think it's cool that, you know, she actually did come out and publicly announce it. I feel like she did exactly like, it was like she was listening to the SGM podcast and she was like, yo, you know, this is what I need to do. You know, cause she told her peoples and then she came out in public and, you know, she announced that, you know, this is who she is, you know, like, she's here to play basketball and she doesn't want those questions lingering. So now how do you do that, man? You nip it right in the bud, man. You take care of it off rip. You let people know what the situation is so that they don't have to ask you a million and one questions every time they see you doing something, man. I mean, think about it, man. If Chris Bosh actually came out and was like, yo, he's homosexual. Like, I mean, do you think the Chris Bosh jokes would stop? I mean, they wouldn't be as funny because it's like, all right, nigga, we get it. We get it. But it's like, the whole allure of people not really knowing whether or not Chris Bosh is, so it's funny. So, I don't know. What's your thoughts?
What you think, Jay? She a butch or she a femme?
She definitely a butch, man. You gotta ask. She wore a suit to the ESPYs, my nigga. Like, come on, son. like you for real? Like, I mean, dog, the voice is deep. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't even want to say that. I'm not going there, Carter. I don't know what goes down in that bedroom, but I wouldn't be surprised if she's strapping on, dog. I'm gonna just put it like that. Wouldn't be surprised if she's strapping.
So she gonna tell her shorty stand on the four-legged chair. She gonna throw the strap on. She's all this shit though. But I just think it's about time, you know, if she's had these feelings for, you know, such a long time, why not do it now when she's in the spotlight like she is, you know?
Yeah, the craziest thing that from the video where they were talking about it is that she actually kind of used to got picked on. Like, I couldn't imagine anybody picking on Brittany Griner, whether you a dude or a chick. Like, I mean, like, especially a chick. Like, I mean, could you imagine Brittany Griner being, like, the victim of a Mean Girls? Like,
yeah, man.
Like, really?
Them cheerleaders ain't shit, man. They will break you the fuck down.
Really? Like, you...
Really?
I mean, you think so? Like, damn.
Son, I went to a predominantly white high school from 10th to 12th grade. Trust me. Them cheerleaders, they know some shit. They know some shit, nigga.
Spill the beans, man. Give us some examples, man. All
right, let's put it like this. Let's put it like this. All right, you know, you go to gym or whatever. You go in your locker room. You know, you got a lock on your locker. Nah, you ain't got no lock on your locker no more. Where your clothes at? Who knows?
Like that?
Like that.
And those the female cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders, babe. They writing stuff on walls in the bathroom, like. The gossip thing is crazy. I'm just lucky that I wasn't in school during the Twitter era.
Like, I couldn't imagine going to school like now, dog. Like, like you can be put on blast so easy. Like, before it's just, you know, what's going on in that predominant circle of the school. But, like, now it can be broadcast everywhere, man.
Everywhere. Y'all chicks,
everywhere.
Y'all, yeah, man. It's hard for chicks, man. Chicks.
Especially
and then,
with
like,
Instagram?
They broken down mentally. Like, it's different for dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you pick on a dude, it's mostly physical. But
yeah,
with women,
he
it's
just be like, yo, let's fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you can get picked on, you know, pushed around, book slapped out your arm and stuff like that. Not saying that I did any of those things. I'm sorry to anybody. But, you know, with women, it's more mental, man, because, you know, women, they look at themselves more physically, you know, in the mirror and stuff like that. So you can break a chick down mentally saying, you know, her boobs are small or, you know, like any little nitpicky stuff, man. It's just, it's easier to break a woman down than it is a man. That's all that is. Yeah. Like, you got to be a straight up geek and, you know, antisocial to get broken down like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, but the funny thing about that type of stuff is that usually the bullies be the most insecure people.
Yeah, they do.
They're doing
that
to cover up their own issues.
Yeah, that's why, you know, hit a person with a chair and take all the insecurities right out of them. You know, giving a little bit of knowledge, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So y'all know what time it is, man. Our new hot segment, y'all, top five. Now, you know, last week we talked about our top five NBA point guards. And, oh, you missed that episode? Yo, you need to go back in the archives and check it out so you can see who our top five PGs were. This week, man, we're going to keep the ball rolling. We're talking about our top five NBA shooting guards. I went first last week, so it's only right that Carter drops his top five first.
What?
So, Carter, let me know when you ready, and I'm going to count you down, bruh.
I got to go first.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
Five.
I'm going to have to go with Jamal Crawford.
Four.
J.R. Smith. Oh, I'm sorry. J.R. Switch.
Three.
James Harden.
Two.
D-Wade.
One.
Black Mamba, bitches. Oh, my bad. Kobe Bryant, I'm sorry. I almost got into that role. I'm sorry.
Nice. Okay. Okay. I like that. That's a nice little top five.
All right. What yours like, sir? What yours like?
Number five, I got the homeboy Monte Ellis.
Okay.
Number
okay.
four, Manu Ginobili. Number okay. three, 2 and 1 are exactly like yours. James Harden, D-Wade, and Kobe Bryant, baby.
Nice, nice. Okay.
Yep.
Cool, cool.
So, yeah, man. I mean, I think I could make the, argument for Crawford and JR. Just like last week, they definitely like the most exciting point guards, in my opinion, to watch. Like, I mean.
Shooting guards. Yeah. Them, no.
Yeah. Damn. See, I'm all messing up. Yeah. Shooting guards. Like those dudes, they get it in. Like if you want to see some excitement, especially JR, man, that dude is liable to just shoot the ball as soon as you pass it inbound to him. Like, and 9 times out of 10, it probably goes in.
Yeah. Definitely.
So yeah, man, that's our top five shooting guards, man. You know what number to dial if you want to share yours with us. That's 313-744-3766. So what's next on the agenda, Carter?
I'm saying though, you know we gotta talk about that on court news though.
Let's get it.
All right, first of all, let's talk about a man on a mission. A man that says that Tampa Bay is gonna be the gonna be the shiz naive. Oh, my bad. That's that little scrappy for y'all. No. But basically, Darrell Revis has been traded. He's now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Uh-oh, Revis Island has made its way down South Florida.
Yeah, man, it's about to go down. I don't know, man. What you think, Tampa Bay? You think they're going to be making noise?
I mean, They had like, a pretty good, they had a pretty decent squad last year, man. I mean, so now right. the defense is going to be a lot better. I mean, I don't see why they don't do, you know, improve at least by 2 games.
Okay. So 96 million get you 2 more wins.
Hey, man. Sometimes that's all it take, man.
I mean, 96 million, motherfucker. I need a perfect record.
Nah, man, you ain't gonna be perfect. Darrell ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? Revis Island ain't the black hole, my nigga.
Yo, they gave that man 96 million.
Yeah. Yo, man. That's like, I mean, who wouldn't take 96 million and move from New York to Florida?
I know, like, right? I know, right? Like, oh yeah. I'm beating
that 96
the cold
million
weather.
Gonna go a long way, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm beating the cold weather. I'm going down south real quick. You know what I'm saying? Miami just a stretch away real quick. Yeah. I can understand it now. 96 million.
You know what I'm saying? Get you a little Latin mommy. Like, dude, why not?
Yeah, he winning right now. He's definitely winning.
Yes, sir.
Damn. 96 goddamn million. Motherfucker.
Yeah,
woo.
Man. Yeah.
Make you think about your priorities. Now I'm about to get in the gym. Like, I'm about to run a 4 flat.
And that still might not cut it.
I know, right? But big ups to Darrell Revis, man. You know, shut down cornerback going down to Tampa Bay. I hope you do well down there, sir. Don't get injured.
Yes, sir, man. I look forward to checking it out next season, man. So I'm sure this is what everybody's been waiting for, man. And you know, this is kind of what we've been leading up to. Y'all know the playoffs are here. And it's time for me and Carter to do what we do best, which is make our first round predictions. Not only are we going to let you know who we think is going through to the next round in each series, but we even going to give y'all what we think the final tally on games will be. So, Carter, you want to start on the East Coast or the West?
Man, you got to start on the West Coast.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, now. All right, you want to do, I'm sorry, take over, sir.
Hey, I mean, either way, no, I'm cool. starting off with that 1 and that 8 seed, baby. No, hold up. Let's do it the other way around. Let's start with that number 2 and that number 7, yo. See, San Antonio Spurs, Los Angeles Lakers.
So you're just gonna spit on the Lakers' name by letting them go first knowing they took that L?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let me just put it to y'all like this. Y'all messing with the big three right now. And I'm going to tell you why. You got Tony Parker, Ginobili, and Tim Duncan. Y'all don't have no Kobe Bryant. It's not going to go so well. Do I see them getting swept? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's the way that Paul Gasol lets Tim Duncan shoot anywhere on the court, really plays no hard defense. I think Timmy is just going to just make a total fool out of Paul. And then Tony Parker is 10 times faster than Steve Nash, Steve Blake. It don't even matter who Steve it is on that court, because they getting blown right past. I'm sorry, man.
So you going 4-0 Spurs?
Yeah, I see 4-0 Spurs, man. I'm sorry.
I got a little faith in the Lake boys, man. I say they're going to go 4-1 Spurs, man. I feel like the Lakers will pull one game out, man. You know, Kobe going to come down, you know, give them a little speech, get them riled up for one game, and then they going to fall flat, man. Like, so Spurs is definitely advancing in my mind, so no question about that. Moving on to the next series, we got Denver and Golden State Warriors, man. This is one of my favorite matchups to watch right now, man. What's your thoughts on the way this one is going to play out?
To tell you the truth, I didn't think Denver was going to take that first game. It was a very tight and contested game.
Yes, sir.
But it just goes to show who keeps up the offensive push in the late quarters. Now, okay, Golden State, they didn't do so well in the third quarter. They only scored 16 points, but they gave up 27. Now, I know this for a fact. Denver went on a nice little winning streak at the end of the season, you know what I'm saying, to solidify their spots, of course, but, you know, it's like this. Whenever Denver play a team, you look at their roster and be like, yo, they don't got the best roster in the league, but these dudes play their heart out.
They do. Every game.
Every game.
That intensity is on, like, 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
It's like these dudes don't want to lose. Chandler, you got even Iggy doing good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's, I don't know, man. I see 4-2 Golden State. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is the thing you have
to think after of. All of that, you still going with GS Dub?
I'm sorry. No disrespect to the Golden State fans. I'm in Denver Nuggets. I'm sorry.
Okay. I can respect that.
But, I was trying to think of a Stephen Curry line, but, and that's why I said Golden State. But as it goes for Golden State, if Stephen Curry can have some of those breakout games that he had against some of the good teams this year, you know, scoring 40 plus three pointers from every direction, that's the two games that they're going to get. Otherwise, it ain't looking too good. If they might have.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So you saying Denver is going to win four games and.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said it was the other way. Okay. I thought you were saying the other way around.
Yeah. What I was thinking was 4-2 and I forgot to say Denver. And then I was hopping right into a Golden State line. So yeah, that's why I was like, as it goes for Golden State, the only two games they'll win is if Steph Curry go crazy. Like, I think if they had Monte Ellis, it might be a different story, but they don't.
Yeah. I have a little bit more faith in Golden State, even though they lost. Okay, now I was originally going to say that it would have went to a 7-game series, but I think I'm going to have to side with you, man. Seeing as they lost David Lee, I'm definitely going to have to say Denver is going to take it 4-2. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. It sucks, but you got to go with the real. Got to keep it real.
So moving right along, Clippers versus Grizzlies, man. What you got on this one?
Oh my God, yo, the beating that the Clips put on Memphis.
Ridiculous.
Son, they scored 37 points in the fourth quarter, B.
That's crazy.
Son, they scored 37 points in the fourth quarter. Who does that?
That's crazy.
Son, fucking Chris Paul had 23-7. Like, they really drawed on him, yo. Like, was that like a game that says, yo, we here to show y'all that we 10 times better than y'all? Like, what was that?
Like, it was a statement game. No question about it, man.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, they didn't, like, all right, the Memphis Grizzlies didn't give Allen that much touches. You know what I'm saying? He had 8 points, but he was 3-for-4. You know what I'm saying? Like, he only took 4 shots. You know what I'm saying? Tayshaun was 1-for-5. My man walked out there with 2 points. Son, like, Yo, who
now
got,
you see why my Pistons got rid of that nigga, man.
Yo, who got paid off in that Rudy Gay trade? Like, that's all I'm asking, man. Who got paid off? But
so
check it out.
Final tally.
My final tally is the Clips 4-1, man. But the thing is, you got to look at it like this. The reason the Clippers did so well, think about it. Chris Paul had 23. Blake Griffin only had 10 points. But guess how many people they had in double figures? 7 people. They had Griffin, Butler,
everybody
Phillips,
was
Crawford, Barnes, Bledsoe. Like, everybody was getting the ball and doing numbers. Like,
it was passing it.
Yo, Lamar Odom went 1-for-7, but he still had 4 points. So he did it better than Tayshaun.
Yeah.
And Tayshaun start. Matter of fact, I'm going to leave it alone. I feel
like, you know, they do have Pau Gasol awarded Defensive Player of the Year. Not Pau Gasol, Marc Gasol. I'm tweaking, dog. My final tally is 4-2 for the Clippers. I feel like Memphis can pull out 2 games.
No, no, man.
At home. Like, I don't think they get nothing in LA.
I think they might get the second game that's at home, and that's it.
Yeah.
First game, they're going to get blue. But,
one of my favorite matchups, Oklahoma City and Houston.
Shut up.
Dude, I thought that game was going to be crazy tight. When you look at that final score, 120-91 in game one, yo, that's crazy, dog.
So is it cool if we bring the brooms out?
Nah, I don't think they get swept. I don't think they get swept at all. I feel like Harden, man. I feel like Harden gonna come back, you know, play a little bit harder. But I definitely don't think they get over him, man. I'm on the fence for 4-2, 4-1, man. Like,
son, they not gonna get swept.
I think it's gonna be 4-1. I don't think they're gonna get swept.
They're not gonna get swept though.
I say 4-1, man.
Son, have you seen they starting 5 though?
I say 4-1, dog.
Son, have you seen Houston starting 5?
4-1, man. Like, come on, son. Like, give them one game. They made it to the
finish. Niggas getting swept, nigga.
All right. So you got 4-0,
Durant,
man.
Durant is going to go off. Listen, okay. Westbrook almost had a triple-double, cuz. He almost had a triple-double.
I know. Like I said, I feel like it's going to be 4-1.
So
they like
put up 2K numbers.
They did, man. All right,
man.
So let's move on to the East Coast, man. The matchup that I don't give two shiznits about, Indiana versus ATL. I really don't care, but Carter, who you got?
I got Pacers 4-1.
I got Pacers 4-0. Just get it over with. I really don't want to watch this series. Dude, just finish them off, dog.
Damn.
So,
I hating his blood for Atlanta.
I mean, it's just boring. Like, I mean, that is like the worst matchup. Like, I couldn't even tell you who's on Atlanta outside of, Josh Smith. I was watching it. I had the game on while I was.
Oh, my nigga Jeff Teague. You know my niggas? I got that nigga in my fantasy.
Yeah, I know. Like, I totally forgot Devin Harris.
Son, he got 21.
I forgot Devin Harris was still playing basketball. I was like, hold on.
Ain't nobody worried about no damn Devin Harris, nigga. Listen, my nigga Jeff Teague, nigga, leading all scorers with 21-7. You tripping. Jeff Teague really all that. You know what I'm saying? You can't forget about Al Horford.
You can ride all the way to the broom shop. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Sweep him up, man. Sweep him up. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You can sweep him up under the rug. I don't care, man. Just put a broom out. Let's just hurry up and get that one over with.
Okay.
Let's talk about Brooklyn versus Chicago.
You sure you want to talk about that?
Knowing what we know, I mean, it's tied up right now. It's 1-1. So, I mean, it's anybody's ball game. Like, after that week showing, I wanted the Chicago Bulls to just be eliminated from playoff contention. Like, no, you don't show up and get blown out in game one of the playoffs. Like, I seriously was like, Chicago should be eliminated from the P's, dog. But you know what? They came back. They bounced back. They got the dub tonight or whatever in Brooklyn. So, I mean,
I mean,
they still in it. I still want Brooklyn to go past, man. I'm not a fan of Chicago without a D Rose, man. Like, it's not as exciting to watch.
I'm saying though, but like, the game ain't even over yet though. You're right. They got, alright, they up. Dog, they up. No, listen, 23 seconds, dog. That's a lot of time in the league.
It is a lot of time, but it ain't Tracy McGrady and his prime.
They got Joe Johnson and Darren Wick.
Who? The hundred million man? You think 100 million man is gonna go out and give them 9 points?
What I will say about Brooklyn tonight, that 11 points in the third quarter killed them.
It did. I mean, they were in that game. The game was neck to neck, man. And then they dropped the ball. I feel like Brooklyn is going to come out on top, man. I feel like it'll be 4-2. I think Chicago will get one more, but that's about it. And no, D-Rose ain't coming back, man. If D-Rose comes back, I will be highly disappointed. Don't come back, my nigga. Just chill, B. Just chill. I'm for real, man. Just chill, dog. Like, don't worry about the haters, man. You know, eat your Skittles, rest your leg, and we'll see you next season, sir.
Saying it was, it's 18 seconds left. They down 8 still.
All right. What's your final tally on that?
I do want to see. I would like to see the Nets make it to the next round. Seeing as though, you know, they have a lot more to prove than the Bulls. Like, the Bulls proved that they were a good team without Derrick Rose and made it to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? But the Brooklyn Nets, their first year, they got a lot to prove. You know what I'm saying? Even though, like, they got some blockbuster names on the roster, they haven't really been playing blockbuster basketball. So
yeah, they've been playing some yass ball, nigga.
Yeah, so I would love to see Brooklyn go to the next round, but hey. It's a toss-up between those two. That's a tough matchup.
What's your final tally?
4-2, either way.
Pick one.
I could see it going to a game 7, but I'm going to have to go with I'm going to have to go with Brooklyn, because you will never know when a Chicago Bulls athlete will get hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple.
I mean, Joakim Noah is already hurt. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He's on limited minutes. I mean, like, this team is on, like, their last leg, man.
Exactly.
Nate Robinson, Lil Dang, like, they can only do so much. Boozer, like, I mean, no. I don't want to see Miami versus a battered freaking Bulls team. Like, come on, man. Y'all got to give you got to give Miami Heat a freaking challenge to the freaking Eastern Conference Finals, man. Like, please. And Brooklyn is the only team that's going to challenge them. I mean, like, dude, come on, son. Like, because that's what people are going to talk about, man. They're going to talk about how easy it was for Miami to get there, man. Like, trust me, OKC is not going to have an easy road getting to that finals, man. Yo, they're going to have to go through them Clip Boys, and they either going to have to go through something crazy, either slow.
On some real shit, yo. Oh no, yo. That fucking Lob City Clip, that shit. Them niggas
That's
really,
what I'm saying.
Really
That's
nice.
What I'm saying. OKC might not even make it out.
All
right. They got Chauncey Billups back. Hold up, man. This episode is 2 weeks away. So let's get back to
Right
now. We in the first round. Let's not make too many predictions. Let's talk about one of my favorite matchups to watch. And again, my top three. I know y'all wondering, like, Jay, you keep saying your favorite. My top three to watch right now is OKC versus Houston, Denver and Golden State, and number one is easily the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics, man. Hashtag Honey Nut Chiro. So, yeah, man, who you got when it comes to the Knicks and Boston?
Knicks, man. Knicks State.
I got Knicks State too, man. How many games?
All right, Green. He's been doing well.
Green has been, like, that team would be nowhere without Green.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but can he keep doing it night in and night out?
Not the way JR can.
Because.
not the way Melo can.
Because check this out, bro. I'm gonna keep it all the way real with you.
Keep it a bean.
These niggas had 6 players that scored on a Boston Celtics team. Only 6 players. out of all the people on his team, y'all only had 6 people with points on the board. And
you
only,
wonder why they didn't score 80 points.
And then only 3 of them was in double digits. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man had 26, Green, and Pierce had 21. Kevin Garnett only had 8 points. Bradley had more points than KG. So it's like. Hey,
they on their last leg, man. I mean, no offense to any Boston fans that's listening, but Carter, what's your final tally? I know mine.
Mine is probably going to be 4-2, because when you get back to Beantown, it's like, ooh-wee.
4-1 for me.
4-1?
I'm not going to be totally disrespectful and say they get swept, so 4-1.
Because, like, with me, I'm trying to figure out, like, if they could stay hot. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the shooting slump is a hell of a ooh. Bitch.
You talking about the Knicks?
Yeah.
They got too many options. They good, man. They can make it past them. It's gonna come into play when they end up playing Indiana, though. Indiana gonna test them.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you make it past Boston, if Boston like actually start playing and they start giving them a test, then, you know, they might be ready for Indiana.
Indeed. Next matchup. Yeah.
You already know, man. Heat versus Milwaukee. no disrespect to Brandon Jennings, but y'all niggas is getting swept under the rug, and that's it, man. 4-0 for the Miami Heat. Easy money.
4-0, so Brandon Jennings and them can't get one? No.
I wish this was a live stream, son, so you could have seen the face I had.
Son, yo,
I thought about it for like a millisecond, man.
Yo,
I like Monte Ellis, man. He was just in my top 5 shooting guards, man.
Son. Monte and Brandon Jennings took 20 shots apiece. Well, all right, Monte took 19, but goddamn, these niggas.
I mean, the final score tells it all, man. 110-87. Like
Milwaukee really had, they had good numbers throughout the whole game, but damn, Miami was just.
They can't stop them, dog. Like it's not fair, man.
It's not fair, man. It's not.
What you got on?
It's not fair.
Giving them what?
Ray had a dub. It's not fair. This shit ain't fair.
Hey, I feel sorry for all the people in Milwaukee that bought playoff tickets.
Yo, this shit is not fair, nigga. Yo, these niggas, yo, they got too many weapons, dog. This shit is just sad.
Nah, I told you, man.
you can't even look at them niggas the right way. Like, you look at them and be like, yo, y'all know y'all getting swept. So your mouth is just...
I don't know how Brandon Jennings made the comments he did with his straight face, though.
He's wildin'.
Like,
they must have some type of agenda to injure somebody, but right now, the way
things are. How do you think that hurt, man? Like, dog.
Y'all niggas about to get steamrolled. I'm just saying.
That's a done daughter, man. So, that's going to wrap up sports, man. What we want y'all to do, as always, hit the hotline. We want to know who your top 5 NBA shooting guards are, and we want to know what your predictions are for this first round, man. Whether you agree with us, disagree, call in and let us know. That number is 313-744-3766. Now, before we get into the game segment, you know we got some music for y'all. This track right here is from Travis Scott, featuring the homeboy T.I. and 2 Chainz. It's called Upper Echelon.
He niggas a man, I swear you been show some respect, or else I guarantee you get wet. You fucking with us, I suggest you invest in a vet. A chopper no less than a tech. He nigga want trouble, is that another day? They just wanna talk, I ain't finna do that. I just might pull on wherever you at. Put my foot in your ass and I hold in your hat. Okay, hold up, let me freeze up. Okay, nigga must've caught amnesia. My face caught in these street cars. A1 credit, no visa. Excuse me, shout it, don't get me started. If your shit sick, my shit retarded. Motherfucker can't see the trees, but a far get wrong. Get shot, then leave him in the forest. Gone, way to the end of the earth just to get my check in the beer, get hurt. Hey, first thing first, this what I do. I'm the king, motherfucker, who the hell are you? Check suckers off top, I bet I do. Hustle gang in it, bitch, you better lay down, fool. We trim, de la trim, fuck them, fuck niggas. Chef up an echelon, can't fuck with us.
Pull out the sound, pull out the ride. We so high, upper echelon. We so fucking high, upper echelon.
Damn.
2 Chainz. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Got out of character. It's time to hop into games real quick for you guys. We're going to start it off real easy. You know, something light with the game of the week. Now, we all know you know this game, but what we would like to do is get a little bit of info on this game. We truly do not understand why this is the best game, but we will mark it as the game of the week. And that game is BioShock Infinite. Now, I've seen a few videos on YouTube. I've seen a couple hilarious videos from Duke the Killer, but I don't understand why it's like critically acclaimed the best game out right now. The rating from IGN is crazy. It's saying that it's one of the best storyline games ever, and it has a lot of, you know, mixed stuff into it. I guess it's because it's a first-person shooter as well. You know, well, yeah. I want somebody to tell me why this is the best game out. Because me, personally, I truly do not know. I have not played it. I haven't played the demo. I've seen a few trailers and videos, but that's about it for me. Jay, do you know anything about this game?
I mean, not. Other than the game looking visually stunning, I mean, I've heard some things about it. I know a lot of people that love the BioShock series. I hear that it's dope, but it's just never been one of those games that I went ahead and, you know, copped and tried out. But I won't say that the game is yes. I mean, I think that, you know, it's probably a really good game. I don't know. It just never appealed to me that much. And, you know, like, you know, I don't know how you are, Carter, but you know me. I'm typically not the type of person that just jump on the bandwagon just because everybody is like, yo, the game is the best. The game is the best. I'm not going to, you know, just go out and cop it. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason why I haven't played it. I mean, like I said, it looks visually stunning. Like, I mean, it looks, you know, pleasing on the eyes, and, you know, it looks like it's a lot of fun. I hear that the story is crazy, has a lot of twists and turns, you know, unexpected changes and unexpected things happening in the game. So I can see why people would, you know, be into it. And I don't know. I feel like, yo, if you want something new, you want something different, you want to get away from Call of Duty, you want to get away from the sports games, and you want to dive into something that has some story, something that has some depth behind it, and, you know, that looks great on the screen, I say, you know, go ahead, give it a shot, man.
Indeed, indeed. Now, the next thing that we have up for you guys is gaming news. I know we're skipping tournaments, rumors, and info, but I think you guys will enjoy this new gaming news. Now, the first set of news that we have for you guys today is, any FIFA fans out there? FIFA! Go! Any soccer fans out there?
You mean football fans?
I'm sorry. No disrespect. I'm from America. Don't hurt me. we just wanted to highlight a little bit of new news for you guys. Now, we all know that FIFA 14 is coming out. Not too soon enough, you know. I know a lot of FIFA fans out there want this game desperately, but yeah. I heard that they put a couple new features in there, including dribbling, more physical interaction. I heard that they added more trajectory into the actual game. So for all those guys that like shooting those straight hard shots to the goal, it's a whole lot easier to do now. I heard that they changed a little bit of button configuration to protect the ball. So now, you know, you can actually, you know, get guys out the way. I heard that they added a new spinning effect to it, whereas though if you're, you know, sprinting with the ball, it's not like you can only, you know, spin to a 20-degree angle. I think you can spin fully without any problems, and it's more fluid. So, you know, I heard that's a lot of new things to this game. Now,
hey, I got a question. Do they have that new biting feature? Did you hear about the soccer player, that big guy? Like, is that in there? Like, will we be able to bite our opponents?
Son, if they, you know, if EA made that like a cheat code or something that you could put in, yo, I would be cracking
up. Hey, you know, I always was wondering, like, with Fight Night, why wasn't we able to, you know, take a chunk out of somebody's ear with Tyson, man?
Wow.
I mean, Tyson, what was your thoughts on that? How'd you feel about, you know, not being able to take a chunk out of somebody's ear on the game? I mean, I was looking forward to that. so Mike not here this week?
nah, Mike ain't here. I ain't uh-oh, doing that one.
Somebody must have got threatened.
Hey, man, I got a little bit of hate mail, but, you know, it's all good, man. You know, me and Carl are cool now.
you know, gave him a little chin check, you know, it's cool.
Nah, if you gave Carter some chin check, Carter would still be out. We wouldn't be recording SGM right now.
So now I'll be done, yo. I'll be done.
Carter, yo, you'll be talking like Kanye, man. Jaw wired up.
To the warrior, to the limits. But you ever see me in my rock chain? I was trying to get it in a rock, ladies.
I am Mike, man. Lay me out, man.
Correct. But you know, when the first time I met Dame Dash, I was just, you know, in my car right after the accident.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, man, yo, that's crazy, son. But nah, man, that FIFA look like it's going to be dope, man. I'm sure all of the football fans will, you know, be excited about it. They're going to be ready to get their hands on that game in September. And, yeah, man, I might actually pick it up and give it a try, man. I play hockey. Let me try some football.
Yeah. Oh, also, I heard that it's going to be a new UI for the career mode. So I'm hoping you guys like that new interface that they're going to be doing. And also, no hacking for coins. Buy only. Oh.
Yes. Yes. But so, man, tell them about this other game, man. I don't think they heard about this, so shh, keep it on the low.
Hold on. Let me try my new voice. PlayStation. Nah, that didn't work.
Yeah, nah, man. That was almost kind of official, huh?
PlayStation. Well, basically, guys, it's a new game out there that is PlayStation Sony exclusive. And the name of this game is called The Last of Us. Now, I actually got the title of this game from my boy X Chase Money. He does Let's Plays, Call of Duty videos, makes beats. He's like the goddamn poster boy for how to do YouTube. But basically he told me about this game. I was, you know, asking him what game should I get for another Let's Play if I decided to do one. And he told me that The Last of Us is a great game that I would want to try out and pick up. Now, I actually wanted to give you guys a little bit of info on this game. Now, we all know the story of The Walking Dead, right? We all watch the TV show. We probably all played the game, you know, from here to there, demo, rented it, tried it out, screamed a couple times, laughed a couple times, but with this game, it's a, you know, quite little spin on it. Now, in this game, the story revolves around this guy named Joel. He's a black market dealer after and some type of apocalypse that happened. Now, the reason for this apocalypse is, what happened was, it's some type of virus or something out there.
Yeah, it was like a fungus.
Yeah, a fungus. Yeah, gets to insects and, you know, they do something crazy and then die. Then their spores reach out to infect other insects. Well, this is something that happened with humans. Now, of course, you remember the checkpoints and stuff like that they tried in The Walking Dead. They have that in this game and it actually works. Now, their military, they will kill you on sight if you are infected. Now, you guys should remember the movie 28 Days Later. If you was infected, you was out of here. It was that simple. There's nothing you could do about it. But these people, yeah, they don't look like zombies. They really look like infected monsters. Like, their teeth are ridiculous. Their heads are atrocious. But it looks like a good storyline. It revolves around this girl named Ellie. And Joel is, you know, he made a promise to somebody to keep her alive and get her across the country. So they start in Boston and they have to go all the way over to the West Coast. So it's definitely a game that I'm going to try to pick up. Probably most likely midnight, release night. Try it out, play through, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yo, the whole storyline of this is like so good because with The Walking Dead, when I was watching this TV show, I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you have the game, it's like, it don't tie in to like too much of the storyline of the actual show. Mm-hmm. But with The Last of Us, there is no show. So what you're going to be watching is a movie while you're playing a game. So that's what I like to see. Like me, I'm a TV show, movie type of guy. I like to sit down and watch things. So I'm going to definitely pick up this game for storyline purposes. Of course, I have to play it to get through to the next chapter. But why not? You know, if I get a chance to watch a good movie, good story, I'm going to be hyped. You know, and plus it's revolved around a comic book anyway, so, you know, it's always better to visualize and see than just read and use your imagination.
Yeah, yeah. And just like all of my Walking Dead fans know, man, the comic book is where it's at, man. That Walking Dead comic is crazy, son. But yeah, man, I'm definitely excited for all of my PS fans. Cause I mean, this is an exclusive. You know, not too long ago, I was talking about, you know, how the PS4 needs to come through with some exclusive. Well, maybe it looks like they're going to have some exclusives dropping on the new gens. And, you know, they're giving us something to hope for here with The Last of Us, man. So like I said, I checked out the trailer. The game looks really dope. The storyline is what seems to be the catalyst of this game. Like it's not really trying to loop. You know, grab you in with gameplay and, you know, whether it's, shooting people or shooting zombies, that's really not what it's about. They're wanting you to really dive into the story, become a part of it, for it to grip you and for hopefully to carry you throughout this entire game. So I feel like if you want something new, you want something different, this is the game for you, man. So definitely make sure you keep your ears to the street on this one.
Nice, nice. Well, let's get into the next thing. Now last week, when we were talking about a fun topic, you guys remember that. If you don't, we need you to go listen to that last podcast. But the fun topic for this week. Now,
yeah, shout out for nobody calling in the voicemail and letting us know.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Shout out for y'all. You know, y'all didn't get any participation points last week. None whatsoever.
But what we want to talk to you guys about this week is, have you ever played a game where it's like a let's play and you have to play through a storyline? May it be real, may it be fake, but you had to play out that storyline. Now, do you guys remember any character from those games that you've played? What we want you to try to do is, yes, we want you to leave voicemail, so you better as well. What we want you to do is picture any game that you like. Now, me and Jay was talking about games earlier, and we remember one specific character from a game. San Andreas. If you guys don't remember that Grand Theft Auto series, you're out of your mind. But we were both talking about CJ, and as soon as I say Grand Theft Auto 4, he went all the way back to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and was like, dog, I want to be CJ. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know, think about it. Like, would you ever want to be Nico? He like, hell no, I want to be CJ.
I'm for real. Like, nah, man, I would. If I had to pick a Grand Theft Auto character, it would definitely have to be CJ, man. But if I had to pick a character from a different game, like, I would probably go with Commander Shepard from Mass Effect, man, because Mass Effect is a dope RPG, man. Living out that whole Commander Shepard thing would be dope. So those would be my top two. If I want to be like some hood banger that, you know, go from rags to riches, started from the bottom, nah, man, like I would definitely ride with CJ, man. But if I'm looking for like that space adventure, man, you know, pushing up on some space chicks, you know, doing that type of stuff, you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, I would definitely have to go with Commander Shepard, man. So, yes.
All right, I'm going to have to go with the main character from the Ballad of Gay Tony and CJ. Mm-hmm. I know you guys probably remember his, I can't remember his name offhand.
What was that dude now? I know it was like, I don't know, like Tito or something like that. I don't know.
It was something weird. I was watching regular Dave, Let's Play. I can't believe I can't remember his name after watching all them episodes. Darn it. Damn, it's crazy. I knew he was a Spanish.
It's probably like Tony or something. Like, no, it ain't Tony.
No, it ain't Tony, but it was,
yeah. <Tony. laughs> That would be like, yeah, like, yeah, how can we begin? It's like, right, Tony, nigga, it's Tony, man.
Yeah, but
what about, is it like Louise or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Is that it? Is it Louise?
I think that's it, yo. Real rap, like, hold on, let me Google this shit.
Hey, I think it might be like, I know it's like, I don't want to be, I'm not trying to be racist, but I know it's like some, Mexican name.
Yeah, Luis Fernando Lopez, yo.
Yeah, I ain't know all that other stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely want to be those two characters out of a game. But, I want to see how this Joel character is definitely really going to be in this Last of Us, because that Joel would probably be crazy.
Yeah, that would be dope, man.
Like, I wouldn't want to live in his era, because I ain't trying to get bit and killed. But, you know, hey, I'm just saying.
No, thank you.
If you want to shoot zombies and you would like to be a character like that, you know, leave us a voicemail, man. If y'all don't know the number, it's 313-744-3766.
Yes, sir. Now, y'all already know what's next on deck, man. That's music. But before we get into it, got a new track from J Mills. It's called Sky High.
Yeah, yeah, you fit it on. New York state of mind. I'm forever in it and forever on my grind, and I'm good. Fuck what they doing, I'm good. Wish a nigga would. Bad red bone, blowing up my phone. Now we ain't in love, we just hate sleeping alone. She said she love my voice, I said I love your dome. She said you're such an asshole, I said you should've known. I'm a uptown nigga till the day I'm dead and gone. Smoking that major strong, call it Razor Ramon. Say hello to the bad guy, shorty I'll be mad fly. That's that 1990 slang, new schoolers call it swag. Huh, huh. I got every bit of my game from OGs. You'd be surprised with a couple grams of coca leaves. She said I smoke too much, oh please. I still get the job done coolly. Coachy, it's a good day, come through, spin a bean. We blowing loud, baby, tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah, we getting higher than we ever been. Yeah, yeah, higher than we ever been.
I'm saying though, I ain't know you know about that J Mills though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what you know about that J Mills?
Hey,
though?
Listen, I've been rocking with J Mills since day one, brother.
Like
Brad
that?
Bottles, oh no, no, no. I've been rocking with J Mills for a minute, yo. A lot of people be telling me, yo, man, stop listening to Bull. Like, he getting old. He ain't. Yo, listen, all these young cats out here talking about Lego. Like, he was the one that created that. Like, I'm just saying, you know, I've been rocking with J Mills.
History, man. You already know. Sad but true.
Real rap, like. But let's talk about music, man.
Let's do it, man.
It's time.
It is time, baby. All
right. First things first, man. You guys already know we got to go over some blast or trash.
Yes.
Now, this week's song is by an artist named Childish Gambino. Now, I did a little bit of homework before the podcast, and I found out that he's a writer, a comedian, an actor. Like, he trying to be Will Smith.
Jack of all trades,
yeah, he
man.
Trying to Will Smith this
my
shit.
My boy right there, man.
Like, I didn't even know, man, but the song.
Donald Glover's the man, son.
But the song is called Think of Me. We're going to play a little snippet right here for you guys, let you listen, and then we'll get into the questions.
It's that D-O-double-B-no. Nigga, how you living? Yeah, my life's so cappuccino. Bittersweet, I'm giving everything I got. I feel so helpless, help us. Shopping at the Gelson's. Soy milk, shellfish. Used to stuck Kasune. Used to date Kasumi. But then I got a new one. But she ain't talking to me. I messages unread. Pain that was unsaid. Laughter we ain't heard from. Children we ain't had. I'm a boss, homie. Die boss like I'm Steve Jobs. They thought I was Jamaican. I got tree jobs. They must have been mistaken. I ain't feel y'all. They respect the grind in zone 6. Looking real soft. Dear mom. Sound sick every time I call. Dad's lying to me. I can hear it in his tone. I don't want nobody help, leave me to fuck alone. Brother holding my head in the shower, don't know what I'm on. Rivers running through my nappy afro, feeling guilty, won the raffle. But the lotto ain't my motto, at my core, I'm just an apple and they want me PC. Pay for my house, but the show is not me. More than the music, we going for that mastery overload. Da Vinci Code comatose, to sport a beer like I'm OVO. Got that cream, I'm an Oreo. You know how the story go, Dat Pip, 4th page. Cause you suck something glorio, is that Fresh Prince? Royalty means you deserve it, we were best friends. I'm talking about him and I, they loving this silly guy. I'm popping the billify. Niggas was wildin' out cause they want me so civilized. They say anytime that you gettin' cheese, you in a rat race. And the movies that they offer me is blackface. It's so post-racial, so I can't prove it. We the same thing, we in the same movement. Business is business, we eating lunch, it's not on silent. It's the Diddy and Biggie driving backwards, I'm so iconic. If I'm dead before detox, doesn't matter, I heard the chronic. You gon' sell it on eBay, just be glad that I fucking signed it. I ain't mad though, you gotta eat, right? I know your voice, man, you Marshall Lee, right? Nah, I'm what you hear in your dreams, saying it's not enough. God, it made a lot of land, I gotta buy it up. I'm bouncing on the highway, blasted in my driveway. Put that shit on replay, turned up on agave. Check the chemo sabe, my life is so behind me. If you ain't feeling it, come and find me. Come and find me.
Alright, I hope you guys liked that song right there, or did not like that song right there. But let's give our thoughts real quick. First off, let's let Jay talk about this.
Hey, I am a huge Childish Gambino fan. I got Camp. I got the mixtapes. I'm a huge Childish Gambino fan, and this song ain't no different, man. He got the flow. He's not coming hard. I've seen him come stronger on the track. But, you know, the flow is there. The lyrics are witty as they always are. And, you know, it boils down to me cranking this in the whip. I'm definitely blasting it, man. Definitely.
Now, me personally, I am a lyricist type of guy. I love listening to lyricists. It don't matter if the beats don't bang in the whip. I love listening to witty lyrics. Have me thinking about it. Have me have to run it back a few times just to catch that bar. Because, woof, sometimes these bars go over people's heads. So I'm going to have to definitely blast this song in the whip on my iPhone, just in the crib while I'm cleaning, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to think.
Yeah, man. It's a dope track. I like it.
Yeah, but tell us your thoughts at 313-744-3766. We would like to hear what you guys have to say about this Blaster Trash song. But
yes,
moving into the next thing, we want to talk about music videos. Yeah, we're reviewing some more videos this week.
Let's go.
And time out now. The first video is from Miguel. It's featuring Kendrick Lamar. Now, as soon as we say Miguel featuring Kendrick Lamar, what's the first song that pops into your head, y'all? Yes. How Many Drinks. We're talking about that song right here. You didn't know they made a music video? Well, neither did I. Jay put me on. So, now Jay, would you like to review this music video first?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I feel like my boy Miguel, he is on his Prince-ish in this video, man. Like, if you know anything about Prince, Purple Rain, like, Miguel was trying to get his Prince on, you know, not showing his face, standing in the shadows, only letting you see him move his mouth, doing a little dancing here and there, man. Just, you know, showing off for the ladies, man. Like, it was real chic. It wasn't overdone. Wasn't real flashy. It was real chill. It was like a live performance that you would see. The only thing is, you know, it's in that HD quality, man. And then your boy Kendrick Lamar step out. He drop a nice verse and, you know, I'm wondering what he has on. You know, that short outfit is, that's different, you know, with the Timberlands. I mean, I didn't know we were still doing that, but I guess we are. And, the funniest part to me in this entire video is when my man Kendrick Lamar at the end starts to lip sync Miguel. Like, I think that's awesome. Like, he snatches the mic and, you know, he's acting like he's singing and, you know, that's the best part of the video, in my opinion. But I thought it was dope, man. I actually will give it this gripe. I could have seen them, they could have put together a better concept. I mean, like, How Many Drinks? I mean, you're talking about getting a chick, pulling a chick. I mean, sure it's cliche, you know, being in the club, but you could have put some type of nifty twist on it. So I would have loved to seen them actually tell a story. I mean, seeing as that is what Kendrick is known for lyrically. And, you know, maybe Miguel was just like, yo, I'm done with the stories. I don't want to be buried anymore. And, let's just stick on the stage. So, I mean, you never know. What's your thoughts, Carter?
Well, my thoughts on the video, that it was definitely a low budget video, even though lights do cost. You know, they probably just brought out a small venue or something like that, added a few lights, and got to work. Now, personally, that is a smart way to go with a song like this that's going to do numbers. Because all you got to do is come out with the song, drop a music video that's going to go viral, of course, as it always does, and then go on tour. You're done. It's the you know, third time's a charm type of thing. Come out with the song, drop a nice video, and go on tour. But the concept, you were definitely right. I think that with this type of concept, now the club does get a little cliche, but how about if Miguel would have been a waiter, you know, to a few women at a table that were just out for a girl's night out?
See, look at you thinking outside the box. See, that's the type of thinking they need, man.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously you would think, okay, he's going to be out there, he's going to be trying to show out, man. I think that would be dope, man. That would be a really hot concept. So yeah, I got one question for you, Carter. I mean, I know you saw the hairstyle that Miguel was rocking. You think our part Carter could ever get away with rocking that?
Not at all. I ain't one of them pretty niggas. I can't pull it off. I can't. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't got the full beard and the baldy, man, chicks ain't digging my flow, man. You know what I'm saying? I done had probably just about every hairstyle that any regular black man would have. Seasoned with waves, braids, Now I got, could, now I got the body.
Ass girl though, man.
No.
Did you do the S curl?
Nah, I can't do it, man. I was born in 87, man. The S curl was out of style after that, man. I couldn't.
Hey, nah, they brought it back. They had the S curl when I was in high school. Niggas was doing that.
Man,
from my sophomore and junior year, the S curl was like the thing to rock, man.
Nah, I couldn't do it. And
I'm glad my hair didn't grow that long because I probably would have ended up trying to get one, but.
Nah, I looked up the AI, you know what I'm saying? I had Breeze and Designs in high school, you know what I'm saying?
Breeze was hot through like the entire high school, man.
Yeah, and then once jerseys went out of style, Breeze started going out of style, so then I ended up cutting it, you know what I'm saying, going to the weaves.
Yep.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, but you know.
So what's our second video, Carter?
Oh man. Oh, I ain't even done with Kendrick.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I forgot. You do
Kendrick.
Have to talk about Kendrick.
Kendrick,
Mr. Lamar.
Kendrick, I'm like your mom and pop. Kendrick, what the hell was you thinking? I know you try to make a statement, bro, but damn, my man, you just put on, like you can't even describe that joint. Like
yeah, like you
that's
see,
a
me,
that's
I'm
a
like...
shorts suit. What like what do you sure. call it? You know what I'm saying? Like
you're
saying like
going at that man. Like I mean.
Like, you know when you can, like, you call stuff like a sweatsuit, a tracksuit, a jeans, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's like one of those matching outfits you see old dudes wearing in the summertime, man. But they be having dress shoes on instead of Timberlands.
Son, that shit had me cracking up. Like, I was like...
He looked like he went in somebody's uncle wardrobe, man. You're like, let me borrow this fit.
Right, and all, let's keep it all the way real. Did you have on socks with those Tim's Kendrick? Like,
I don't think he did, man. I don't think he did.
Son.
Yeah, he had the sweaty feet, man. You know your feet's gonna be sweating in them Timbos, man.
Hey, it is what it is. But look, let's hop into the next video, man. Now, what we want to talk to you guys about is this new Rick Ross featuring Omarion. The song is called Ice Cold. Rick Ross, what the hell was you thinking? Look, all right, guys.
I don't think Rick Ross thinks.
Let's just put it
at all.
Ricky! All right, look. I just got one question for you, Ricky. Why do you do the things you do? Like, why? Ricky, please tell me why. All right, this is a low-budget video as well.
You know I told you, they shot that in somebody's garage. They was just like, turn all the lights off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they make it so easy to make money. Like,
all we need is one car, two half-naked females, some jewelry. Oh, why don't we throw a python snake in there? And, yeah, bring Omarion and some random nigga with a Brooklyn Nets hat on. We good.
Son. It just kills me to see the things that goes on in a rap game. Rick Ross, we know you're a big guy, man. We know.
Put a shirt on.
It's time. It's time,
brother. Put a shirt on, dog, or hit the gym.
Brother, either you hit the gym or you just give it up, man. Because you're killing me, man.
I mean, like, when did he start rocking like son, no freaking shirt? It started with that double XL cover like a year or so back.
Son.
Like, now he just feel like he can just wear no freaking shirt all the time. Like, dog, put your moves up, please.
Son, he had on leather red pants and no shirt.
Man, them pants was about to fall off. Them pants was about to bust. Like, them pants was not meant for that man.
And then Omarion, like, what's up with you?
Why he screaming on him like that, Carter?
Why you screaming at chicks in your videos, man? Like, she know you ice cold, but then your breath was probably hot, like halitosis. I'm just saying, man. You gotta, the only cool thing about that whole video was Styli. Like, he was just sitting there chilling, you know what I'm saying, when the camera cut to him.
The coolest thing about that video was that shorty, though.
I mean, yeah. The thing was, she was the ice cold part of the video. It's just, you know what I'm saying, we didn't know, but I was still trying to figure out, like, all that paint she, oh my god. Say, video hoes be knowing what they be doing. They know what
they do,
doing.
Man. Shout out to the people that be painting them, though.
I know. Shout out to them. They get all the fun.
Yeah, like, I was looking at that Rihanna Stay video. Like, shout out to the nigga that shot that. Her in a bathtub the whole video. Shout out to you, my nigga.
Yeah, he was there. He was.
Yeah. Shout out to that.
Yeah, you right. But, yeah, man, low budget video. So, the song itself, Omarion just, stop.
I don't fucks with that song nor that video, man. Like, I would say don't even waste y'all time, man. It ain't even worth it. Even the little chick at 4 minutes in the video, like, it's still not even worth it, man. Let's keep it pushing, dog. We want to talk about people that do not respect their culture and their history. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about LL Cool J. That's right. LL Cool J.
Damn.
I don't know how many of y'all done heard this song by LL Cool J. He decided he wanted to work with a country artist by the name of Brad Paisley and do a song called Accidental Racist. First of all, that is a freaking oxymoron because there's no such thing as being an accidental racist. But if you didn't think the title was bad enough, just try. I know many of y'all are probably not country fans, but you got to hear this coon-ish that this man is talking on this song. So take a listen.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here. If you don't judge my new rag, I won't judge your red flag.
Carter, what are your thoughts? Did you hear that, man? Did you hear LL Cool J?
LL just got a mill for that, man. I'm telling you.
He got a mill
for just saying that alone. Like, he ain't even do the voiceovers in his own studio. He was in person. He showed up in person to do them voiceovers. He was like, man, let's vibe, me and you.
Dude, like, I don't know whose ash he was trying to kiss with this one. I don't know what executive, whether it be TV, music, he pissed somebody off and he decided that he needed to get his coon on. Cause it's no reason. Like, my nigga, dog. The thing that he said, he tried to slip this ad lib in the middle of the man singing. He said, if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains? My nigga.
Yeah.
For real? Son. So, if somebody doesn't judge you wearing gold chains, you will forget the fact that you were enslaved. That your ancestors were enslaved. Are you serious, LL?
See, the way I feel about this, it's hard for me to always get a grasp on this subject because we always feel so strongly about it. You know what I'm saying? And our ancestors fought for us to be free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Since the beginning of whenever we actually set the first five toes that was planted on North America's soil, they were trying to fight for us to be free. Now, I don't know what LL Cool J was thinking in his mind to try to bridge the gap, but that was the wrong way. You don't bridge the gap on a song like that with those lyrics. Those lyrics are blasphemous. You don't say stuff like that.
No.
Howard, like, all right, if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget about the iron chains. You would never forget about the iron chains.
No.
Just because somebody, you know, doesn't look at your gold chains the same way. No, that's not how it works.
That's not even like an equivalent, dog. Like, are you for real?
It's a part of history. Now, I know you're probably thinking like this. well, I wasn't a slave, or, you know, I don't know anybody that was a slave. It's not about that. It's not you having to know. You know what I'm saying? Because racism still goes on today. You know what I'm saying? It may not be as harsh as it was back then. You may not be a slave, but if you think about the way that our communities are and the way that we live.
We financially and mentally enslaved, dude.
Like, it's a lot that has to go on with that. Now, I'm not going to jump into it to say that, you know, I don't like a certain person, because me personally, I just live my life. I live my life day by day, making sure that my family is golden, and can't nobody stop what I'm doing. But, you know, for other people, I just don't want too many people to, you know, like kill LL for this, you know what I'm saying? To, you know, NAACP this man or some shit, like, get him the fuck out of here, write him off. Like, I don't want all of that to happen.
I feel like he's trying to hype up his album, but that's not the way you do it, man. Like, I feel like he shouldn't have done that. Like, I mean, I don't care what the reason behind it is. Like, some things just don't need to be said, man. Like, plain and simple. Like, that's not cool. Yeah. But hey, you know, it is what it is, man. The next thing we want to dive into, is talking about some of these, anticipated summer albums that's dropping, man. What we pretty much going to let y'all know is whether or not we're going to be checking for these albums, or if we're going to completely ignore them. So let's get right into it, man. Your favorite boy, Sir Evolution himself, Snoop Lion, in his reincarnated album, Harder, copping.
Nah, bro.
You're not copping? You're not checking for it?
No.
See, like, I would give Snoop a chance, but I'm not a huge reggae fan, so more than likely, I'm going to ignore that album. Probably won't be checking it out. What about this new Talib Kweli, man? Prisoner of Conscience. You gonna be checking that out? Or?
Yeah, I could definitely listen to some Talib.
Okay, yeah, I might check it out. I mean, it's not on my top list, but, you know, I could definitely possibly give it a listen. What about that French Montana, Excuse My French?
That joint really gonna be shitty, but I gotta cop it like it's a hood album.
More than likely, I'll probably listen to that when we do a cash or pass on it. And that'll probably be the only time I listen to it, unless it's just something that just totally blows my ears away.
Montana.
Next up is the homeboy, The Dream, with his Foreplay album, man. How you feel about that one?
I'm saying, though, seeing as though Trey Songz already had the name Chapter 4, and then R. Kelly already
12
had
play.
12 play. Come on, bruh. You can't be more, you know what I'm saying, creative shit.
Yeah.
And then if he tried to do what Justin Timberlake did with his album, them long-ass song, oh, no. Nah.
I don't even know. Did you hear that song, Tron? That is the weirdest shit ever, dog. He might be on some next level stuff with this album. I'm definitely checking for it. I'm definitely going to give it a listen. If it's going to actually be hot, I don't know, man. I can't wait to do a cash or pass on that one, because I might actually have to pass on the Dream album. But we're going to see. We're going to see. What about that Big Sean Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I definitely got to cop it. I got to see if it's going to be better than his first album in Detroit.
Yeah. So far, man, Detroit has, like, been my best Big Sean. I still got that in rotation, man, a few tracks off of there. So, yeah, I definitely want to see what he going to do with Hall of Fame. What about that Wale, The Gifted?
Got to.
See, I'm not a huge Wale fan, but I know we're going to automatically do a cash or pass on that. And, you know, hopefully Wale will, you know, change my mind about him. No, I'm not going to say I don't like Wale, but, you know, he's not one of my favorites. You know, he do got flow. Dude is talented, but I don't know. I definitely will check it out, though. No doubt about it. What about that Cole, man? That Born Sinner.
Of course. I'm copping, dog.
No question. I think that's the one I'm looking forward to the most, man, is that J. Cole, man. Definitely looking forward to Born Sinner. Definitely looking forward to that, man. So what about Pusha T, My Name Is My Name?
I got to cop Pusha. I've been fucking with Pusha since the beginning, too. Got to cop.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that Pusher. Definitely looking forward to that Pusher, man. What about that Mac Miller watching movies with the sound off?
Yo, if it's more of an album of Mac, like, you know, I gotta do, like, you know, playthroughs and reviews and all that. Like, if he rapping more than he doing, like, all the extra stuff, then I'll cop it. Like, I like his rapping more than, like, his overall. Like, he be doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I still be checking for it. I definitely check for it. What about that Schoolboy Q, Oxymoron?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of on the fence, man. We might end up doing a cash or pass, but if it's just me checking it out for myself, I'm more than likely to end up just passing on it. just saying. I know Khalil gonna be like, what? Y'all niggas ain't listening to Schoolboy Q? But, you know, it is what it is. Now, before we close out this show, y'all know the segment we gotta bring to y'all. Would you put five on it, baby?
Would you put five on it?
Yes, sir.
Now,
what's the mixtape this week?
It's Flunkmaster Flex. Hold on. I think I'm saying it wrong. Flunkmaster Flex. No, that's not it yet. That's not it either. No, it's hard to get his intro. It's so hard. He got too much extra stuff. But let me
Sir Funkington. Funking and flexing them.
Yo, he's saying some shit, like. But what I will say is, I would definitely put five on it.
Yeah, I would definitely put five on it too, man. Especially if it's broken up into like two track, two different parts, 56 songs in total?
54 including the intro and outro.
Oh, it's 54? Yeah, it is 54. My bad, yeah. Cause it's 28 and 28, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, man, I would say definitely get it. It's called Who You Mad At, Me or Yourself. It has everybody under the sun, man. That Childish Gambino song you heard. You got, Jeezy. You got freaking YG. I think you got some Drake on there. I think you got some, you got a little bit of everybody.
You got the Lox, Fab, Fado, ASAP Rocky, Slaughterhouse, Wale, Uncle Murda, Styles P, Cole, Busta, Cameron, Wayne, Mano, French, Lloyd Banks, like, you got Joel Ortiz, you got Mac Miller, you got Smoke Dizza, you got Joy Badass, you got Jay Mills, you got Jay Doe, you got Meek, Reek the Villain, you got, yo, it's so many people on this joint, yo. You got Jeezy, 2 Chainz, Ross, Lil Reese, Waka, Ace, Juicy J, Gotti. Yo, listen, this joint,
I don't know. Yeah, he just read off the whole roster for y'all, yo. So I definitely say it's worth it, man. Go ahead, drop five on that. Go pick it up. Go check it out. Go download it. Go do what you do. Yeah, man, I don't think you can go wrong with that one, man.
So, me neither. Put five on it. But we would like to hear your thoughts. You know, if y'all leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, man. I mean, it seems like we only got three top players, man. JJ, Khalil, and Future Chief Keef, man. So hopefully we'll hear some new voices, man. Some new people will dial in and, you know, let us know what y'all thoughts are on sports, games, and music, man. Until next time, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Follow us on Twitter. Holla at your man, Carter. How can they do that, sir?
I mean, y'all can Google me. That's the easiest way. But you can get at me on Twitter at iPodKingCarter. You know, I've been doing this YouTube thing for about 2 months. So, you know, I'm not that big. Yeah.
Get at him. You know what I'm saying? And you can definitely hit me up, man. Website up4discussion.org. Follow me on Twitter, up4dsn. And I'm even on YouTube again, up4dsntv. So until next time, man, we had a good time. We hope you guys will head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, leave a comment, let us know what y'all think of the show, and we will give you a shout out at the top of our next show. And this song that you're going to be riding out to is Lil Reese featuring Wale. It's called No Lacking. Until next time, man, it's your man Jay, homeboy Carter. And y'all stay blessed, live, and love life, man. Thank God for another video. Deuces! A lot of paper bring a lot of haters, capiche. And the more you make it, be the more you make it, ain't sweet. Will I do me? Show. Will I lose sleep? If I fall down before they start counting back on my feet. Let's go. This that fly rap, me shy rap, there's no contest with that flow. All of my hairs out with young dreadlocks, a couple real niggas from the go. Like the
said on one song, life is lame with no goals. Barely brag about dough whenever I don't, you niggas ignore. Nah, choppy cooking that crack and talking hard rock and talking that snow. Nah, choppy send me that track and send the shit back a bag of that hearse. Traffic something I know was something I did, just keeping it real. As a matter of fact, I never move crack, but knowing y'all raps, you probably throw a brick.
Got all these bands, this money I'm stacking. Got all these bands, this money. Bitch, I'm out here in the field, so it's team no lack. Bitch, I'm out here in the field, so it's team no lack. Got all these bands, this money I'm stacking. Got all these bands, this money I'm stacking. Bitch, I'm out here in the field, so it's team no lack. Bitch, I'm out here in the field, so it's team no lack.